Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man. The first week in Advent, Sunday's lesson comes from Matthew 21, verses 1 through 9. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Today's scripture reading comes from Matthew 21, verse 5. "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." This gospel in a special manner arouses and demands faith. It portrays Christ and his coming grace. No one can really receive and accept him unless he believes that he is the man in the sense portrayed in this gospel. All that is set forth here in Christ is pure grace, gentleness, and goodness. He who believes this regarding Christ is saved. Look at him. He rides no stallion, an animal mostly associated with war. He does not come in splendor and power, inspiring terror. He sits upon a donkey, a peaceful animal accustomed to burdens and toil in the service of men. In this way, he shows that he comes not to tempt men, nor to come down upon them with force and suppress them, but to help them, to bear their burden, and to take it upon himself. Although it was a time-honored custom of the country to ride on donkeys and to use horses for war, as often is recorded in Scripture, all that is narrated here is intended to make known how this king rides in gently with nothing but good intent. To demonstrate this point, a prophetic statement is introduced here from Zechariah 9:9 to draw us to faith and acceptance of Christ in a very friendly manner. For the sake of this statement, the events of this gospel took place and were set down in writing as the evangelist also declares. Let us pay careful attention to this statement and the chief point of this gospel, for herein Christ is highlighted for us in regard to what we are to hold and believe concerning him, what we are to expect from him, what we are to seek in him, and how we are to avail ourselves of his help and make use of him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, fill us at all times with your saving grace. Lend us to true faith and preserve us therein for your love's sake. Amen.
Find the print version of the Luther for the Busy Man daily devotional at ambassadorpublications.org. Luther for the Busy Man is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit flbc.edu to learn how you can start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.